This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our study of Ecclesiastes with A Fool Multiplies Words, A Bird of the Air, Bread Upon the Waters, Pleasant to See the Sun, and Remember Your Creator. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you, God, word and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, you did not spare your only Son, but delivered him up for us all to bear our sins on the cross. Grant that our hearts may be so fixed with steadfast faith in him that we fear not the power of sin, death, and the devil. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The first reading for the Wednesday after the resurrection of our Lord is from Acts chapter 3. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
St. John, the 21st chapter. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus had revealed himself to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Be seated. The stone is rolled back, the tomb is empty, Jesus is alive. And the disciples saw him risen, not just once, but twice before. He came into their midst. He spoke the absolution. He breathed his spirit upon them. He showed Thomas the marks of nails and spear, pledges of his crucifixion death. But they saw him alive. All the proof they needed that Easter really happened had been given to them. But today, Peter says, "I am going fishing." And they said, "We will go with you." So there is this regression, this return to what they had been before Christ called them, as if Christ had never been raised, and as if he had never called them forward to something better than this, to new life. Like taking one step forward and two steps back, Peter and the others want to go back to their old life as fishers, not of men, but of fish. It's the same for you and me. We confess the resurrection. We believe, as we say in the creed, that on the third day he rose again from the dead. But how quickly do we forget it? How quickly do we lose sight of Easter? And how quickly do we fall back into the same hopelessness and despair that we were in before, as if Christ wasn't alive? And when that happens, we become just like those disciples. We fall back into self-preservation mode. Because if the living Lord is not looking out for us, then we have to look out for ourselves. We have to take care of ourselves. And so there's only thing left to do if Christ is not alive, and that is to go back to fishing. Note the time of day. John says it's night. In John's gospel, the darkness is always the darkness of unbelief and sin and death. But the light of the world stands in the far shore of the resurrection. The only begotten word of the Father speaks a word that breaks the darkness once again and that calls forth light from darkness. And so the dawn breaks, Jesus speaks. He says, "Children, do you have any fish?" Just note, first of all, what a gracious and merciful Lord he is. He hasn't abandoned them for their failures to watch and pray and stick with him unto death, even as they promised to do. He hasn't abandoned Peter for his three denials. He is patient with them, and he is ever with them. "Children, do you have any fish?" And they answered him, "No." Why not? Because any time we try to go apart from the word and command of the Lord Jesus, we are sure to fail. When his pastors try to go apart from his word and command, their labors will be fruitless too. But when we do what Jesus says, we succeed. Because his word is effective and infallible, able to accomplish the purpose for which he sends it. And so Jesus says, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. Dear saints, make no mistake, this is a picture of the church. This is a picture of how it goes in the Lord's church, even today. Note, first of all, this simple and easily overlooked fact that the Lord is just there with them. He is present with them. And so we worship no distant deity whose body is somehow spatially enclosed beyond the galaxies in some distant heaven. No, we worship a true living Lord who is bodily present with us here on earth. And the net that is thrown is the preaching of the gospel. Many are called to saving faith through it and are saved, are brought into the ark of the Holy Christian Church. And so that net is full at the word and command of Jesus. 153 fishes full. We might say not a school of fish, but a congregation of fish, a church of fish, which the ministers of Christ pull toward the distant shore of the church triumphant. That's where Jesus is. That's where Jesus stands. He is on resurrection ground, even before they get there. Notice that. He is the first out of the tomb, but not the only one. He invites them to be where he is, to join him where he is. And so Jesus will give us an Easter like his own Easter. And even as we live in this fallen world and in this mortal body, we get to participate even now in that new life that awaits us. "Come and have breakfast." And so they eat with him, and by this meal they recognize him. None dare ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. This is how it goes for us in worship. Every week, the risen Christ is present in the meal he spreads before us, and we recognize Jesus bodily present in the breaking of the bread. We take the Lord's Supper, and through it, he forgives our countless regressions, all the countless ways that we fail to live by the promise of Easter, all the ways that we fall back into our old sinful habits and live as if Jesus isn't alive, as if he isn't raised from the dead. He invites us to the supper where he forgives our sins, and he calls us forward to something better, to new life. Here in this meal, the resurrection breaks into our mortal life, eternity touches time, and we are given a foretaste of what's to come in the new heaven and the new earth. And so this morning, Jesus is risen, but not only is he risen, he's with us, and he's bringing us to our own Easter through his Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen. I believe in one God.
remember Dr. Weinrich's daughter, Rachel, for whom death is drawing near. Let us approach our Heavenly Father through the resurrected and glorified Christ Jesus by the power of the Spirit poured out upon us, appealing for salvation and life for the church, the world, and all enslaved by the powers of sin and evil. O Father of life, you have triumphed gloriously in the victory of Christ Jesus over sin and death. Enliven your church throughout the world that she may boldly proclaim that Christ is risen from the dead. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of life, you have made known the excellence of Christ Jesus' name in all the earth. Establish your justice in the reign of life in this nation, in the governing of its leaders, and the way of life of its people. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of life, whose risen Son rules over all the nations, sow the desire for peace among the countries of the world, especially in those places where violence continues to reign. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of life, protect your baptized people from the sword of death, especially those living in places of ongoing persecution, that they may find peace in the wilderness of suffering and opposition. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of life, through the resurrection of your Son, the perishable has put on the imperishable and the mortal immortality. Strengthen the bodies, minds, and spirits of the sick and hospitalized, and comfort those for whom death draws near, including Rachel and her family, that the resurrected Christ may be their strength and their everlasting salvation. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of life, your Son ate and drank with his disciples after rising from the dead. Cleanse from us the old leaven of unbelief, so that we who celebrate the feast of Christ's body and blood may receive it in sincerity and truth. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, He has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us.
The holy body and precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen.